most interesting one?
Ryan.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan's going to tell us what he used to believe. Your sister is a very nice person. Eh, no, your sister, sorry. Okay, I'm so sorry. See? Okay, Ryan. Quick. Wait, shh, what?
I used to believe that money grew from trees.
He said he used to believe that money grew on trees. Why? Because people say, you think money come from trees? Huh? Okay. Okay. Now you don't believe, right? Okay. Sec 2. Guys. Ethan say Chinese, he believed that, he used to believe that Chinese is fun. Now you don't, huh? Okay, anything else? Nicholas? Nothing. Samuel? Nothing. Girls? Ladies? Oh, wow. That's so interesting. She said she used to believe that horses used to be unicorns with their horns cut off. you and Shin can you all can be good friends. Okay, sec 2 guys. Oh, okay. Sec 3 guys. Anybody?
I thought ghosts were real.
You thought ghosts were real? They are what? No? Yeah, actually, okay, I tell you all first, okay? There's no such thing as ghosts. Yeah, you're right, okay? There's no such thing as ghosts. They are only evil spirits, okay? But there's no such thing as ghosts. Okay, ladies, sec 3. Audrey. Okay. She thought, she used to believe that the type of shoe you wore will make you run faster. Wow. Huh? No, no, it's not true. Huh? Okay. Maybe a bit of truth, a bit. Okay. Sec 4. Lucas? Anything? Okay. Okay. Now you don't believe in passing exams. Yeah, but passing exams very important. Okay, ladies. Lorraine, do you have anything you want to say? Drinking soup will make you grow muscle. How? Then your ama say what? God. Okay. Which ama is this one? Your mom's side, huh? Okay. Okay. Very good. Sec 4 girls. Okay, you used to believe Santa Claus was real. Okay. Yeah, actually he's a real person. Sometimes we call him Saint Nicholas. Okay? Actually there was a real person, a monk by the name of Nicholas. Right? I think so. Something like that. He used to give people gifts and all. Okay. Now, why did I ask this question? Because I think it's very important for us to understand what belief is. You see, I used to believe in Ultraman. Do you know who's Ultraman? Huh? Let me draw his face for you. Yeah, and then something like that. Then he has this thing here, like Iron Man. Hey, I used to be so excited about him because he will do just, he's like an ordinary person. Then he does something, then he becomes this giant Ultraman, fight with all kinds of monster. But After a while, I realized that he's very weak. He fight a while, then the thing means he's no more power already. Then he has to get power from somebody, from above or something like that, and then he can fight some more. Then after I realized, actually this guy quite lousy. Right? Yeah. So I used to believe in Ultraman. I used to believe in, Chinese superstition. You know, if you point at the moon, what happens? Your turn into? Your ear will be cut. Okay, that's what I used to believe. So one day I purposely point at the moon. Then every day, and then in the middle of the night, I just keep asking, touching my ear whether. And true enough, because I touched so many times, I accidentally, cut my ear. I used to believe that, the lizard, the house, household lizard, when the tail drops, it will bounce. Toing, toing, toing. And somehow it has a homing device on the in the tail of the lizard. It will bounce, toing, and then it gets higher, toing, toing, and then it will home into your ear. Okay? My grandma used to tell me that. Okay? And ever since that, this one I still believe. I don't believe, but somehow every time I see a lizard, I shall avoid it. But actually it's not true, okay? It's true that the tail will drop off. It's some kind of defense to distract the enemy. Okay, but it doesn't bounce. You still wiggle. Hello. But it will not bounce into your ear. Okay? Now, why am I asking all these things? Because it's very important for us to have a faith that lasts. Okay? A faith that will remain for the rest of your life. A faith that you can rely on. A faith that is so true and wonderful, even till the day you die, you will still hold on to it. That's the kind of faith we should hold on to. This kind of faith is worth holding on to. Okay? Now, I think it's very important. Let's turn to Hebrews 11. You can give out the notes. I think one of the first things we want to learn is that faith must be in God. Okay, we can have all kinds of faith in many, many different things. We can believe in positive thinking. In school, I'm sure you learn this, right? Do you all learn this thing? Positive thinking. Think positive. I'm going to pass my Chinese. I'm going to pass my Chinese. In school, do they teach you things like that? Positive thinking. Right, you got to focus. Okay, Chinese. Wow, every day when you sleep, you sleep with your textbook. or what do you call the dictionary? I forgot what's the dictionary. Huh? 字典, is it? 字典. That's dictionary, right? Yeah, during my time it's called 字典. You sleep with the 字典. And then, you transfer over to your brain. Nicholas, do you think it will happen? No, of course not. Okay, you only get a headache. Right? And some of us, we believe in all kinds of different things. Okay? We believe in self. Sometimes the school tells you, you are the only person that is going to determine your future. Do your principal tell you that? Right? They tell you that, right? Whatever you're gonna be, you have to decide, and then you gotta go out and get it. No one's gonna help you. No. We believe that God can help. We believe that God is someone worth holding on to, We believe that God is someone that can help us through all the challenges of life. So God gives us promises. Okay, now let's turn to Hebrews 11. And in Hebrews 11, we read in verse, last week we learned verse 11, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Right? So God gives us promises. Okay? There are promises that we can believe in. Okay? God's promises. And we believe that God is faithful in keeping those promises. So God, we can believe in God to be there with us. Now, turn with me to another verse. And verse 13, we read, these all died in faith. Okay? These all died in faith. Now, here we see Sarah and Abraham. Abraham and Sarah were heroes of faith in the Bible. Okay? They were specially mentioned in Hebrews 11. Now, did they have great lives? All throughout their life, wow, they were perfect. And the answer is no. They had their struggles. They had their problems with faith. They were weak. There were times where they were faithless. Change pen. Faithless. Ah, yes. Faithless. They didn't have faith. They found it hard to have faith. Okay? It wasn't throughout their whole life, wow, they had faith every day. No. There were times where they struggled. But you know what? Even though they struggled, all the way to the end, they held on to their faith. See, young people, it's not about being perfect, okay? I can testify to that. I'm not perfect. And I don't think that all of us here, the core members, they are perfect. Except maybe Andrew in terms of scoring A's. No? Okay. Yeah, he also saying no. Have you ever had a paper when it's not A?
Yeah.
Wow. He's only human. After all. Yeah. You know, not all the time you are perfect, right? I'm sure, Justin, are you perfect? Are you the perfect son? No. Are you the perfect son? No. Ryan, are you the perfect son? Yes. No, right? We are not. But the most important thing is that they carried on in faith. They didn't let go of faith. Can you see this? Turn with me to interesting verse, series of verses in 2 Timothy now. Let me show and explain this a bit more. Let's turn to 2 Timothy. Okay, Norman, let Joel help you. Okay, these are all verses in the Bible. We believe that the Bible contains the words of God. These words are all from God. And it's good for us to read them. And this is the best book, number one bestseller of all time, since the beginning of time, since the caveman days, until today. This is the number one bestseller. Okay? And you know, to me, this is my favorite book. Now, you turn with me to 2 Timothy 2, verse 12. Okay? In verse 12, we read, if we deny him, he also will deny us. Now, did Abraham and Sarah deny God? What is denying? Give me another word for deny, Ethan. Deny means what? Anybody? Refuse, stronger than, more than just refuse. Another word that starts with R. Reject. Okay? Deny means, another word. Anybody else? Deny means I deny you. I never mind, try. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Nobody's gonna laugh at you. I won't. Unless you really say something that's really funny. Okay, anybody? Justin. Deny. I. Tobias. Okay, I disown God. Deny means I no longer want to follow God. Okay, there is a total rejection of God. Now, did Sarah and Abraham deny God? Yes or no? Did they? Did they? Now, let's ask the sec four. Olivia, did Sarah and Abraham deny God? No. You shaking your head means you don't know, or you shaking your head means no. Okay. The Indians, when they shake their head, it means two things. One, they agree. Every time we go to India, when I first went to India, I got very confused. I always ask them, do you understand? You don't understand? Let me explain again. Do you understand? It means yes. Okay? Or they do not know what's happening. They just... Okay? Yeah, I got to practice because in May, we are going over for a youth camp. Yeah. Okay? And you know, Abraham and Sarah, they didn't deny God. They didn't at all. Okay? These died in faith. But if we were to deny God, if we were to say, you know what? I don't believe anymore. I disown God. I don't follow God anymore. Then God will also deny you. Not too long ago, some years ago in Bethany 1, there was this girl. I still remember. She was someone who acted in sketches. And she was very funny. Who in today? Angela. You know Angela? Yeah, Angela can be quite funny, right? Yeah. But this girl, even better than Angela. She was really good. She was really, really funny. But you know, after a while, you know, she got caught up with different group of people in the world. And one day she said, you know what? I don't believe in God anymore. It was quite sad when I found out. She said, I don't believe in God anymore. Okay? And that can happen. That can happen to us. So it's important for us to have this faith in God. Now, number two, we must have the faith, okay, to persevere. Faith that perseveres. That is very important. A faith that perseveres. This faith that we have, we can learn to endure. See, young people, teens, you all must learn how to endure. Samuel, you're going to be part of the National Day Parade, right? Okay, he's going to represent GB, is it? Not Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade. Okay, sorry. Boys Brigade, right? You're going to represent the Boys Brigade, and he's going to go and march every Saturday, and he has to learn how to endure, because he's going to do it in the sun. And he's going to be hot, and he is going to listen to this guy give the command, and he has to follow every command, right? Yeah, do you think you're going to enjoy it? Hey, you're going to represent Singapore. Okay, well, yeah, reluctantly he said yes. Okay, but you must learn how to endure. How many of you play sports? Okay, what sports do you play? Canoeing. Oh, you got to roll. Oh. Left, right, left, right. Right, left, right, left. Do you roll backwards or not? Is there an event where you have to roll backwards? No, right? All forward, lah. Yes. Okay. What game do you play? Do you play any games? Soccer. What's your CCA? Softball. Oh, yes, softball. Wow. You know, when Pastor Mark and I, we were in Roadside Second Primary School, we played softball. And we came in, when we were primary five, we came in nationals, second. Ah, Pastor Mark, wow, he hits the ball. Wow, the ball flies. When I hit the ball, everybody, wow, you know, it's a lot of gusto, but the ball, dun, 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 on the floor. But I still get to first base. Ah, that's what's most important. But you know, wow, you know, when you play sports, you got to learn how to endure. Oh, I tell you, the most difficult sports to play in this world is water polo. Because in water polo, you got to first know how to swim. How many of you don't know how to swim? Ah, good. Swimming in itself is not easy. Then you got to what? You got to naturally float. Huh? You got to naturally float. Because most of us don't naturally float. And you got to float in such a way, it's like very easy, you see. You know, the water. And you have to tread water. How would you tread water? You don't know, right? Do you know how to tread water? Use breaststroke, right? You just kick, kick. You see, most of us, when you tread water, you got to kick, 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 or hope to stay afloat. Kick, 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 hope to stay afloat, right? But when you tread water, the water polo style, it is a continuous motion of left, right, left, right. You see, your legs will go like that. Wait, wait, let me. See, I'm not coordinated. Like that, ah, yes. Your legs will go. Will go like that. Oh, you know? So you will left, right, left, you know, alternating. Something like this. Yeah, easier this way. Okay, you alternate. And that's just floating. Then you must also read the game. You must handle the ball. I tell you, it is one of the most strenuous games I ever played. Actually, there's only one game I played, water polo. And you know, the first thing we do when we train, we will swim 30 laps. Okay, that is called warm up. 1,500 meters warm up. After that, we will sprint. 1 minute round. That means you got to sprint 50 meters. You must, within 1 minute, okay? Because then the next minute, you got to go off. So whoever swim faster, you can rest. But it's all within 1 minute. Wow, so 1 minute, you swim there, okay, reach there 50. Then you got 10 seconds to rest. Then after that, you got to sprint again. Wow. I still remember when I first went to Queenstown to train. Pastor Mark and I, wow, went there. Halfway through, Pastor Mark got cramped. Ah! So I had to go and help him. I also got cramped. Ah! You know, when we came home that night, my dad said, what happened to both of you? Wow, we were pai ka walking home. Oh. First training, I still remember. It was horrible. But you know what? We endure. We press on. We carry on even though it was tough. And you know what? After that, we will learn how to tread water. We will learn how to handle the ball. We will swim with the ball. We will score a goal. We will play game. We will do that for 3 hours from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. We will sprint again, 10 laps. Can you imagine? And after that, at 8 o'clock, before everybody goes home, you're supposed to do 10 pull-ups. You know, my hand is like water already. You're so tired already. Huh? And you still have to do 10 pull-ups. If you don't do 10 pull-ups, you stay there until you do it. Wow. But you know, when you endure like this, when we played games, guess who became champion? My team. Because we trained really hard. And you know, young people, we can learn how to endure. Now, it doesn't mean that we all have to be perfect. Sometimes, you know, we may not perform as well. But a key thing is for us to endure. Okay? Sarah and Abraham, they learn how to endure. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 12, if we endure, we shall reign with him. Okay? If we endure, we will reign with him. Wow, that's a wonderful thing. And the word endure means, okay, it is a very interesting word. Okay? In Greek, it's called hopomone. H-U-P-O-M-E-N-O. Okay? It means to remain under. Remain under. So no matter what pressure you are under, you will remain. No matter how stressed you are, you will remain under and you learn to press on. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you a video of this man. He was, okay, I mean, I admire his courage. I admire his spirit because he was in a marathon. And you know what? Or maybe you watch it and then, oh, can, yeah, put that aside. Okay. Can y'all see? Let me put it. Can y'all see? Can you see or not? Ethan, can see? Okay. How? Okay, anyway, it's a very inspiring video of this man. His name is His name is John Stephen Akwari. Okay, and he's from Tanzania.
A little over an hour after Mama Walde crosses the finish line, John Stephen Akwari of Tanzania approaches the stadium, the last man to complete the journey. A voice calls from within to go on, and so he goes on. Symbolizes the finest in the human spirit. A performance that gives true dignity to sport. A performance that lifts sport out of the category of grown men playing at games. A performance that gives meaning to the word courage. All honor to John Stephen Akwari of Tanzania. Perhaps the words of John Stephen Akwari epitomize all that is right in the human spirit. When asked why he did not quit, he said simply, "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race."
Okay, forget about this part. Yeah, I really like this video. I like what he said. My country did not send me to start the race. My country sent me to finish the race. And you know what? That's what faith is. Faith is meant for us to endure. To persevere, no matter how challenging it is. Sure, there are times when we are weak. There are times when we are distracted, whether it's Korean movies or sitcoms or whatever. You know, sometimes we all get caught up with different things. But Abraham and Sarah, they persevered to the end. They press on. You know, let me tell you, you know, last week Pastor was talking about this man by the name of John Mark, right, in the morning service. He was talking about this man, about how he came to know the Lord, and there was a big smile on his face, and he is actually slowly, slowly dying from this problem of Parkinson's disease. Okay? Now, that morning, that on Sunday morning, the wife SMS'd me, and he said, you know, before he came to know the Lord, he wanted to die. Right? He wanted to die. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to live on. But that morning, the wife said, he said, I want to put a tube through my nose now, and I want to be tube fed. And so they will pour this milk through the tube. He cannot eat and swallow by swallowing. But you know what? He wants to live on. Wow. That is special. That is what faith is. Faith will cause us to press on, no matter how hard it is. Can you see this? And I like this. Look, in verse... Okay, let's go back to 2 Timothy. It says, in verse 13, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Wow, those are most powerful words that you will read. Even at times when you don't have faith, even at times when you feel faithless, okay, God remains faithful. In other words, God is going to say, hey, I'm still your God. You can go as far away from God. You know what? God is not going to deny you. God is still going to say, I am your God. I will be there for you. If you know what's the smallest diamond in the world? Have you all seen a small diamond? Any of you have a diamond now with you? Yvette, do you have your diamond with you? Ah, okay, she has your diamond. She has a diamond. Can you just raise your... Can I take a look at it? Okay, this is a real diamond. Wow, look at that. Can you all see? See whether it's real or not? Yeah, it looks real. Okay, wow. This is how many carat? 1 carat. 2. Huh? You know it's carat? Carat, not the red carat you... Huh? It can be half carat, it can be 1 carat.
Slightly below 1.
Slightly below 1. Okay. Yeah, this is nice. Huh? Okay? You see, if it's a diamond, it is real. The smallest, this is 1 carat. The smallest diamond in the world is 0.06 mm. Wow, it's so small. Next time, you know, you want to get engaged, you tell, okay, here is your engagement ring. 0.0. I tell you, she's going to take it and throw it at you. And you know what? No matter what, even though it is very small, if it's genuine, if it's diamond, it is diamond. It is real. Can you see that? If your faith is like a mustard seed, how small is a mustard seed? Very small. Okay, let me draw for you. The size of a mustard seed. Can you see it? In fact, I think it's smaller than that. Can you all see? Size of a mustard seed. Okay? Yeah, better. Wow. Thank you. Okay? If it's real, it's real. It will last to the day you die. And that's the third thing I want to share with you. Faith that will last to the end. Faith in God. Faith to persevere. Okay? And let me write down here. Faith that will last to the end, to the day you die. That's the kind of faith we can have. It, even though you are faithless, He remains faithful. He will be there with you. He cannot deny Himself. Wow, I really, really like this. You see, God is not ashamed to be called our God. Now, let's go back to Hebrews. Can you see that? So these two verses, they go together. Okay, let's go back to Hebrews 11. And in Hebrews 11, we read. But now, verse 16. Hebrews 11, verse 16. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Wow. You know, faith is something that will help us last to the very end. You see, one of the things that we shouldn't do is to give up. When something is hard, don't give up. When Chinese is hard, don't give up. When maths is hard, don't give up. You know, when things are hard, when history is hard, do you all study history? Right? Do you all study history, right? Or you don't? What do you study? Geography! Wait, is geography hard? Not hard. Okay. What's hard to you? Maths! Okay. If algebra, is algebra hard? No. Everything is hard. Okay, if maths is hard, you know what? Don't give up. Endure. Learn to give up. No, learn to endure. Don't give up. Okay, I've learned to overcome many things in life. I used to have this fear in my life. I used to have lots and lots of fear. But you know what? I don't give up. I learned to pray to God. I learned to overcome my fears. Can you see this? I learned how to, you know, overcome whatever I need to overcome in my life. I still remember when I had to run this race. It was 5 km. What's the longest race you have ever run? Anybody? What's the longest race? 5.6. Okay, mine was not 5. Mine was 10 km. Anybody? 10 km? 10 km. Have you run 10 km? Anybody? Nicholas? No. What's the longest you have run? 4.3. Jonathan? Never run before. Huh? Joseph? 2.4. Longest? 4. Aaron? 6. Norman? Don't know. Tobias? 5. 6. Anybody more than 6? Ashley? What's the longest you have run? 2.4! Okay, I know most girls don't like to run, so do. Natalie? 3.2. 6. Very good. Olivia? 2.4. Yanning? Ah! Grace? 2.4. Lorraine? 2.5. 5. Lucas? What's the longest? 2.4. 4.2. The longest I run is 10 km. Merici. Run the whole of Merici. Oh, I tell you, I run until my lungs want to burst. Oh, but I tell you, you know, when you reach the road, you run inside, and then you reach this place where you see all these very nice pedicure grass, the golf course. And then you run onto the road. Oh, you just feel this surge of energy to want to press on. And by the 6-7 km, your lungs bursting already. The lungs tell you, give up, give up. My heart tell you, you crazy fellow, why are you still running? But you know what? You press on. And then when you finish the 10 km, wow. You see, faith is something that must last to the very end. Now, let me show you this video. One more video that I like to show. I think it will be interesting. You know, no matter what, finish the race. You know, finish the race well. Hang on to your faith. Don't ever let go of your faith. Okay, here's a short video. And this one is the father one. Okay, it's about this man who ran and he was supposed to win. I think the 400 meters or something like that, or 200 meters. Sorry, 400 meters. Okay, now let's watch for a while. Finish the race. Now we must well show the other one also. Let me show you another one. Today all about racing. And this one I like very much. When you fall down, always pick yourself up. Then never mind. It's alright. Can. Cannot, is it? Okay, then never mind.
The 600 meter underway, Heather Dorning from Minnesota finished second this event.
Is it on?
Okay.
And Dorning is never give up.
Going to be your favorite. She actually won the NCAA championships in 2006 and the 800, but she only won one Big Ten championship in the 2 years.
Three laps. In this event, 600 meters, three times around the 200 meter track here at the field house.
What a bold move by Fallon. She's looking very confident, and the Penn State runner is just running amazing today. She did win her heat in the 400, but ended up taking fourth overall.
That's Fallon Dorr moving into the lead, sophomore from Penn State. Dornan running second.
Dornan last year scored 23 points for the Golden Gophers in their Big Ten championship, so they're really relying on getting a lot of points from her this weekend, and she's just coming by Fallon Dorr now in the home stretch, heading into the bell lap.
Dornan falling down, gets up quickly, but that's going to cost her. Lucky she wasn't injured.
Her teammate just went to the front, though, so they may be able to recover from that.
We may fall, but
Dornan
don't give
is
up.
Flying down the back.
She's
on. Catching up.
She is going to catch
you never know.
And she may catch
she might just win the race.
She's got fun.
This is a gutsy effort by Dornan. Can't you pull it off? She's moving to third.
won the race. Look at that.
Wow. That is amazing. To fall in a 600. I mean, this is basically...
You see, that's what faith is. Don't give up. You may fall. You may have problems. You may be distracted. There may be weaknesses. You may fail. I fail. When I was in JC, I failed. There will be times when we will fail. But you know what? We pick ourselves up. We carry on. We learn to overcome. We don't give up. And that's what faith does. And you know, if we can press on and don't deny God at the end of our life. See, that's the idea. Towards the end. You know what? They did not deny God. It's not just denying one time. No, no, no. It's at the end of it, I don't deny God. I still hold on to Him. You know what? God is not ashamed to be called our God. Wow. And we have a home in heaven. This world is not our home. Sure, we live here, but we are like foreigners. Okay? Heaven is our home. And one day we will look forward to be there. Okay, I hope all of us will be there. This is not our home. It's like you go to Japan. How many of you feel when you go to Japan, wow, this is my home? None of us, right? Because first, you don't speak a language. Half the time, there was once I was at a restaurant, and then I was trying to order something. There was this guy who had some beef stew or something like that. So I went to the lady, I say, one. Then I say, wow, what to say? I think of cow, moo, moo. So I told the person, moo, moo, moo. The person, then I point. Then the lady say, oh, beef, beef. She knew what beef is. Beef. Hi. You see, this is what we should feel. This is not our home. Sure, we live in this world. We have responsibilities. We do our best. But you know, sure, along the way, we may have weaknesses. We, along the way, can be sidetracked. We can get caught up with games and all kinds of things. But you know what? We can learn to overcome. I appreciate what Shuin and Andrew shared about how they overcome things. We can overcome our problems in life. And we can hang on to faith till the day we die. Mr. Gunn, who just passed away. He lived a humble life. You know, he was cleaning the church. He was a car park attendant at a church. He didn't do great things. But you know what? He held on to faith. He didn't deny God at the end of his life. And when he died holding on to his faith. Okay? And that's what we should do too. One, first, your faith must be in God. Two, we must persevere. And number three, let's have this faith that will last to the very end. Okay, well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this afternoon, we want to pray and ask that you will help us to have this kind of faith. A faith that is in you. A faith that will persevere because we know that you are with us. And you will be there with us. Most of all, you are not ashamed of us if we hold on to this faith to the day we die. And we pray for each one of us that you help us to check our faith, to evaluate our faith, Lord, this afternoon. May we have this kind of faith. And bless us, Lord, as we give this offering to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.